Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A divided UN Security Council has failed to agree on a statement following a closed-door meeting on Turkey's inclusion into Syria after President Trump ordered U.S. troops to stand down. The five EU council members who called the meeting urged Turkey to cease the unilateral military action. The U.S. is warning that if Turkey fails to play by the rules, there will be consequences. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
What the Pentagon worries about is if there's a huge and bloody fight between Turkey and the Kurdish allies of the United States, that could start a ripple effect. ISIS could gain more strength. Russian and Iranian forces could also move into some of these areas, go after the oil fields that are now being held by Kurdish fighters. That is a very serious concern.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. Ukraine's president says there was no blackmail in his phone conversation with President Trump that triggered a House impeachment inquiry. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Kiev, Zelensky used a marathon 8-hour press conference that's still going on to smooth over the relations with the U.S.
President Zelensky responded to criticism he's avoiding the press by briefing journalists all day in a trendy Kiev food market. Surrounded by pizzas and burgers, Ukraine's new president took questions on domestic and foreign policy. Zelensky said the topic of U.S. military aid to Ukraine did not come up during his July phone call with President Trump. He reiterated that Ukraine is not interested in supporting any U.S. politician. Asked if he believes the last Ukrainian government interfered in the 2016 U.S. elections, Zelensky said he didn't know, but that there should be a Ukrainian investigation. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Kyiv.
Several new polls reveal a slight increase in support for the House impeachment inquiry. As NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports, a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll has similar results.
A slim majority of Americans are now in favor of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, a slight uptick since the last time the question was asked in the NPR poll 2 weeks ago. The shift is due in large measure to independents. In the last poll, more independents disapproved of the inquiry by a 44-50% margin. But now that's reversed, with 54% saying they're in favor of it. It's important movement among the few swayable people nationwide. Democrats and Republicans are locked in their corners. 9 in 10 Democrats approve of the inquiry. 9 in 10 Republicans are against it. And 2/3 of Republicans say they would be less likely to vote for their member of Congress if they voted for Trump's impeachment. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell. The Dow up 150 points to end the day at 26,496. The Nasdaq gained 47 points to close at 7,950. The S&P 500 up 18 points to end at 2,938. You're listening to NPR. It's still officially fall, but a powerful winter-like storm moving through the Great Plains today closed schools and caused traffic nightmares in several states. Winter storm warnings and watches were up from Wyoming and Montana through Nebraska to the Dakotas and Minnesota. Meteorologists say the storm packs strong winds, blizzard-like conditions, and is dumping several inches of snow in places. An NBA game between the LA Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets went on as planned in Shanghai today, but it wasn't live-streamed or advertised. As NPR's Emily Fang reports from Hong Kong, the NBA is in the middle of a growing controversy over a tweet from a team general manager.
"Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong," Daryl Morey wrote on Twitter last Friday in support of anti-government protests that have engulfed the city for more than 4 months. China did not take kindly to the tweet. Its state broadcaster soon announced it was dropping its streaming coverage of two NBA preseason games the Lakers and the Nets are playing in China. Chinese tech giant and video streaming platform Tencent followed suit. The NBA is the latest target of an increasingly nationalistic Chinese consumer base. This week, China blocked satirical television show South Park from being streamed in China after an episode mocked how businesses censored themselves for access to the Chinese market. Emily Fang, NPR News, Hong Kong.
Social Security recipients will see a small cost of living raise next year. The 1.6% raise will amount to about $24 a month for the average retiree. Crude oil prices higher, up 2.4%. That's a $1.27 gain at $53.86 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.